Joining us now, it's a pleasure to welcome Carmine Gallo. He is a best-selling author, wrote Talk Like TED and The Storyteller's Secret. He is a communications advisor for some of the most notable brands in the world, Google, Intel, Coca-Cola, LinkedIn, Allstate. He teaches a bit at Harvard, and he also writes for Forbes.com and Inc.com, and he has written a brand new book, and this is going to turn out to be a bestseller as well. It's called Five Stars, The Communication Secrets to Get from Good to Great. Five Stars by Carmine Gallo. Carmine, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you for inviting me, and thanks for the kind words about my book.
Five stars. I mean, we don't hand out more than five stars, so right there, I'm thinking it's going to be great.
I was in New York to promote the book launch, and I walked into a Barnes & Noble that had a very nice display of my book, next to Ray Dalio's book, by the way. I'm sure you're listeners know about Principles, which is a great book. So it was a great placement. And then I noticed the address to this Barnes & Noble, 555 Fifth Avenue. I said, five stars on Fifth. Beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely. But that is also a metaphor in addition to a title, and that's probably one of the secrets to great communication, isn't it?
It absolutely is, the metaphorical language. You know, I learned a lot about that from watching over the years Warren Buffett. And I'm sure your listeners have watched those amazing five-hour Q&As that he has mm-hmm. with Charlie Munger at the stakeholders, shareholders meetings. Warren Buffett can hardly get through a sentence or a conversation without using metaphorical language. And you certainly know the type of metaphors and analogies he uses. Like, he always looks for investments that are like an economic castle with a moat to protect from competitors, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. But he's a real student of communication, and he has openly talked about how he had a terrifying fear of public speaking when he was younger, and when he was a stock investor and broker for many years, and how he had to overcome that in order to stand out in his profession. And that's why I look at five stars both literally, because I talk to a lot of leaders in five-star hospitals, five-star hotels, in the military, you know, people who received more stars than everybody else. What do they do differently? But I also look at five stars as a metaphor. How do you stand out in this age of globalization and automation, artificial intelligence? It's the persuaders, the people who can really connect with others on a deep emotional level, who often are the ones who build companies, get promoted faster, and get ahead.
We have just learned about a new supercomputer that can do a calculation in 1 second that would take a typical human 6.3 billion years to complete.
I love these stats, don't you? The data is incredible.
And I don't know any humans who have lived 6.3 billion years to complete that calculation, but nonetheless, it is impossible for us to keep up when it comes to calculations against supercomputers, but there is one area where the supercomputers cannot keep up with humans, and that is in communication.
Communication and sharing ideas. You're obviously a reader. You love the books. I've read so many books lately, I'm sure you have as well, on this whole idea of progress and how much progress the humans have made in the last 100 years, Steven Pinker and some of the other type of books. What they tell you, and the economists and the historians who I talk to, will tell you that it's because of ideas. It's not because bricks being piled on bricks, or we're out of the agrarian age or the industrial age. It's ideas being built on ideas. Well, you can have a great idea, but if you cannot communicate that idea effectively and persuasively and captivate people, ignite their imagination, it becomes very difficult for ideas to flourish. So it is very interesting that these supercomputers and artificial intelligence is disrupting every career, every field that your listeners are in. We all know that. We're seeing jobs being eliminated. But when I speak, and you'll appreciate this, Sinclair, when I spoke to artificial intelligence scientists and data scientists at Google, they told me all the same thing. Don't get too wrapped up in it, because computers are very good at replicating information that they have seen, that it's seen before. But there, it's almost impossible for a computer to take novel ideas that it's never seen before and combine them to create a new idea. One AI scientist, very prominent scientist in the field of artificial intelligence, said, Carmine, we can create a machine that can recognize human emotion by looking at millions of pictures in an instant. We can teach it to recognize human emotions, but make no mistake, a machine does not have human emotions, and that's a very important distinction. And so, you know, it's those people with empathy and communication and the ability to get those ideas across who are going to stand out, and the ones who can create novel ideas as well.
And this is an idea that goes back to at least Aristotle's time.
I'm glad you brought that up. What I love about the study of persuasion is that we don't have to reinvent the wheel. We already know how it's done. People get very caught up in the new tools of distributing information and ideas, whether we do it through Skype or whether we do it through presentation tools or webinars. People get all caught up in that, and they always ask me, how's this different? How is social media affecting things? How are all these tools affecting communication? The tools have changed, but the way the human brain processes information has not. We still have our primitive brain structure. And Aristotle gave us the formula 2,000 years ago on how to connect with people on a deep, meaningful level. He said you need to have three things in order for persuasion to occur. If I want to convince you and your listeners of my idea, I have to bring some ethos to the table, which means I have to have some experience, background, integrity. You mentioned that I spoke at Harvard in your intro. That's my ethos. I don't have to go over that. Then I have to bring in some logic, what Aristotle called logos. I need to build a logical argument. That's in the data that I'm providing or the information. But here's the key. Persuasion cannot occur, said Aristotle, in the absence of pathos, which is emotion. And emotion, we can transfer our emotions to one another through the stories we tell, through building empathy for one another. But it's the emotional connection that no algorithm is ever going to replace. So if you can structure your argument to have all three of those elements, you're going to be irresistible and what I call irreplaceable, especially in the next 10 years.
Now, who is good at this? And when I say who, I don't necessarily mean individuals, but also which businesses and which categories of business people or professionals or leaders are good at communicating.
I will tell you that everybody needs it. Absolutely every category needs it, whether you're in technology or a real estate development, which I teach at Harvard. I teach communication to real estate developers. You cannot get a project sold these days unless you can tell a more captivating story. So it's very interesting. It really does apply across all fields. But let me tell your listeners something interesting and that they probably don't know. I met some high-level web data analytics executives at Google. So these are some of the most prominent players in the data field. And everybody knows Google is about the data, at least we think it is. The people who are the most prominent in that organization today are those who teach others how to tell the story behind the data. So these are experts who are experts in data analytics, but they're also chief storytellers. And the way it was explained to me, and I was in the Google headquarters in Mountain View, California, they said, Carmine, we have all of this great data that can change how a business is run. But if we cannot tell the story to a client about that data and how it's going to change their business, then it doesn't matter. So in major companies today, Sinclair, from Microsoft to SAP to Nike to Google, running the gamut of categories from tech to consumer goods, I am meeting more and more senior executives who are placing an emphasis on old-fashioned storytelling skills, the stuff that we learned 2,000 years ago on how to tell a good story, because they're realizing that in this world that is full of data and complexity, it's those people who can explain the complexity and cut through the complexity that are standing apart. So it's really a fascinating area for me, and I was glad I was able to put some of these ideas on paper and give people some of the tools that they can use to sharpen their own skills of persuasion.
Well, and that's the final point. How do we get from just average or maybe good to becoming a great communicator?
There are a number of skills that people can develop, and one of the overarching all of this is to understand that we can all do so, that it's natural to who we are, and that the formula was handed to us so many years ago. One of the areas, one of the many tools that I talk about that seem to be getting some attention is this idea of speaking in simple language. It's almost counterintuitive. Some of the great persuaders that I have found, or going back to one of my books on Steve Jobs, when they speak publicly, they reduce their language to anywhere from third to sixth grade reading levels. They use very short, simple words.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you might say, well, how do I sound intelligent by using short, simple words and not the convoluted jargon? Well, this actually gets back to Daniel Kahneman, the Nobel Prize-winning economist who wrote one of the most famous books of all in psychology, Thinking Fast and Slow. You may have read that. In the book, he says that if you want to appear competent, you need to use simple language. Winston Churchill once said, it's the short words that are the most ancient to a culture.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to connect with people on a deeper level, use shorter words, eliminate the jargon.
I tell you what, I'll follow that up. If you want to learn how to do it, read any of the books by Hemingway, who was one of the masters.
Absolutely. He explained complex ideas, of course, more adult ideas, but he used very, very simple language to do so.
And he was a great storyteller. Great storyteller.
Most people don't have the courage for that in business.
It's a lot tougher than you realize. Mm-hmm. It takes practice, and it takes some skill. And also, if you would like to learn some of the secrets to get from good to great, there's a book called Five Stars, which earns the five stars, by Carmine Gallo, our guest to get today. Five Stars, the communication secrets to get from good to great. And it may not surprise you that there's some very good storytelling in this book. Carmine, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Thanks for inviting me.